And you're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and with Dave Ansell. We are talking about the science of flight and the impact of air engines on the environment and so forth this week. Questions coming in. Titus, Teresa, Dave, this is a great question, says, how does a jet engine actually get started in the first place?
A gas turbine jet engine is quite interesting in that it just doesn't work unless it's spinning like a normal car engine. So basically you've got to spin it up fairly fast. So you attach an electromotor into it, either it's integrated in there or you stick it on the outside and spin it up. And then it gets going pretty fast. You then inject some fuel. Then you essentially have something like a kind of hardcore spark plug inside it, which ignites the fuel. Then it starts everything going and it basically then starts running, spins up to full speed, and you have a jet engine.
So it's not dissimilar to a diesel engine in the sense that you've got to get the engine spun up to start compressing air to get it hot so you can inject fuel to start it burning. And then once it's going, it's got its own ability to carry itself.
I mean, yeah, pretty much. And also, essentially, there's nothing really to make the explosion coming out the back if the air's not coming in the front. So you've got to have everything spinning for it to work at all.